Good afternoon. I'm Ernie Bauer, the Sumitro Chair for Southeast Asian Studies here at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And we have a special guest today, Dr. Jamaluddin Jarjus, who's Malaysia's special envoy to the United States, in addition to other jobs that he has in Malaysia. Welcome back to Washington, sir.
Thank you, Ernie. You've been very kind. Thank you.
In fact, I should just mention for those listening that Dr. Jamaluddin, who's also known as JJ here in Washington, really transformed the U.S.-Malaysia relationship when he was ambassador to the United States. We look forward to a discussion today. Dato, President Obama is slated to visit Malaysia in April, and this will be the first visit by a sitting U.S. president since 1966. What does Malaysia hope to come out of this visit?
You know, Ernie, thank you first for your kind words. For Malaysia, this is going to be historic for us. Last time you had 1966, and whatever record we have only in black and white. High time we have something now on record, something in colors.
Indeed.
So for Malaysia, it's going to be huge. And you know, when Najib took over the country, he need to reform and transform the economy. And to that, he has to engage the world. And all engagement to the world is the bridge to America. So America is so important for us in developing our economy, our future for our young people of Malaysia. So from all walks of life, we all Malaysians are looking forward to the president's trip. Yeah. And I believe sometime in April.
Yes. Yeah. What does Malaysia hope to achieve through the Trans-Pacific Partnership? Both America and the United States are negotiating members with 10 other countries. And what are the biggest challenges Malaysia would face in achieving this agreement?
For the Prime Minister, the dreams of the young ones. It's basically the future of the country, the nation. And for that, only three things: economy, economy, economy. So TPP gave us that window for Malaysia to be connected to the world. You have, prior to we were talking about bilateral trade with America, but now we have 1 + 9, America plus another 9 countries. So it's huge for us. But obviously, doing a trade agreement with not just America plus 9 other countries that are challenging of our domestic issue, the challenges domestically, the domestic politics. But there is a political will in our country. My Prime Minister is, I would say that, is very committed to see to the trade agreement, but we need just a bit more space and time to walk through some of the issues and challenges that are faced in the country right now. But I would say, Ernie, the nation, the people are committed to having this free trade, to have this engagement with the world, for Malaysia to move forward and become a nation to be developed, fully developed in future.
Thank you. Malaysia will chair ASEAN, that 10-country grouping, in 2015.
Yes.
I know Myanmar has just begun chairing ASEAN for the 2014 meetings, but have you started to think about Malaysia's priorities for next year?
Yes, Ernie. Malaysia's only a population of about 30 million. We can't go out alone. To navigate the world, we need the size. ASEAN, we have more than just under a billion into population, 600 million people. And through this group of countries, like even in Europe, each country cannot move on. They have EU, a group of countries, and will form a big market. For us also, engaging the world, we need that grouping of ASEAN as a trade bloc, where first we will look into our efficiency, into our economic system among us, and number one, also to offer trade with other countries as a bloc. So we feel that the integration of the Asian, of the country in Asia, becomes very important in order for us to be engaged with the world. Otherwise, one individual country is too small for us to navigate the world.
When you took over here as ambassador, Prime Minister Najib was gearing up a set of economic and political reforms. What's the status of that reform push, and what should we be watching out for?
The journey forward to restructure our economy, put the reform, will move on. Now that Najib has got his mandate after the general election, the signal we have from him in many many times is to move forward.
Yeah.
But there are certain ground challenges faced through our last general election. We need to tweak here and there. But the way forward is on into restructure our economy, reform our economy, our tax and revenue based system, our cost of our subsidy becoming too much of a heavy burden. We have to plug the leakage and the wastage. And in the end, the call of the global world platform, financial platform becomes very important for us to, otherwise we will not be able to move forward if our financial system, our financial infrastructure is not strong enough. Mm. So the way forward is to that reform and transformation that he has put on our agenda that will move forward.
Good luck with that. And Dato, it's so good to see you again.
Thank
good
you.
Luck with the White House and your other meetings.
Thank you, Annie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.